He's the kind of man who wouldn't leave you a crumb on a plate. If City ring up this morning and say, come on then, what's the price? He will say it's X. It's not X minus 10%.
OTB AM, live weekday mornings from 7:30 on the OTB Sports app.
I'm delighted that Graeme Hunter is with us for the first time in a while. Graeme, how are you?
Yeah, grand, yeah. Enjoying football, being back.
I don't think we've actually spoken to you officially on air since Messi left. So with the short distance of time that has passed, what do you think now? And what's your instinct and what's your feeling about this whole thing?
I'm delighted for him. he was in tears, obviously, leaving because it was brusque. It was dealt to him like a card of, you know, from down the dealer's sleeve. You know, as an objective person, I'm not a Barca fan, but as an objective person, I think that the way that they treated him over the last 14 months, and that's two presidents, Bartomeu and Laporta, was disgusting. Genuinely, I mean that word with full force, disgusting. He was lied to, and he was treated with disrespect. And I have no time whatsoever for people who talk about, well, he earned lots of money, he's part of the problem, wrong. His rewards over the years were in line with other great sports people in other sports team or individual, where the sports could afford it. The way in which the club went wrong was being ruinously infantile in how they ran the club, both in sports and financial terms, and then being hit by a pandemic. So it's low, you'll always be hit by the most damaging thing when you can least afford that to happen. Why I say I'm happy for him is that he's got an opportunity in a very well put together squad to win more trophies. It will at first be, I think, an unhappy and brusque experience for the family, something that matters a lot to him. Not all footballers are driven by how happy their families are. There's lots of evidence of that over the years, sadly. Messi is. I don't know how much listeners and viewers to Off the Ball AM care about that, but it's a fact. Therefore, I think that gradually, as autumn turns to winter, the family that thought they were staying in by the Mediterranean, just outside Barcelona, will find Paris grey and cold, different language. These things are good for families. They test you, you learn, you develop. It'll be good for the kids. But overall, it's good for Messi. There are many things you can say about Paris Saint-Germain, but they're run by idiots, self-indulgent idiots. It's not one of those things. I think gradually he'll enjoy his football. I think it's unlikely they don't blend as a squad and as a team. And therefore, I haven't said this before ever or written it before, but they should win the treble. Football's odd, so they might not. The thing that rankles a little bit is that to see a departure like his, where he came back to the club after his holidays, having won the Copa America, one of the two big trophies that he craved, and he thought he was signing a deal to stay, and then he was told, you're out, we can't afford it. Well, hold on a second, what have we been negotiating over for the last 10 weeks? That stank too, and that's the current president, John Laporta. So I'm happy to have seen him here. I've been happy to have listened to him, met him, interviewed him. It's been a privilege, I mean, not just in career terms, but a life privilege to be that near to that kind of genius. And now I'm happy for him, because I think he's in a better place.
It's been a remarkable 24 hours in that all of the stuff that we had heard leaking out over the last month about the financial situation was actually laid bare at a press conference yesterday by the current president, who confirmed that the debt is over €1 billion and that they have a plan to stabilise the club over the next couple of years. Simon Cooper was on recently saying that there's a possibility that Barcelona could be the new Leeds, or best case scenario, maybe they're the new Manchester United. What are the parameters at the moment? And having had everything officially confirmed yesterday, what does the near and medium term future look like for Barcelona?
Three key messages yesterday, Joe, were actually not over €1 billion, because that was previously known as a fact. It's that it's gone up by a couple of hundred million. It's up nearly 1.4 billion the debt now. That's a sizable sum for any business entity to be in debt. The second key message was Laporta, I think, demonstrably accurately saying that the last president had lied when he released his letter to the media a couple of days previously. Bartomeu was under criminal investigation. And I think he did lie. I think it's demonstrably true that he's still living in Club Cuckoo Land. He's also living about 50 metres down the road from me in a little flat since his family life broke up. The third really key thing that was announced was that there is an audit ongoing, a financial audit done by an independent accountancy company. And that's when we'll really see how the numbers have got like this. There was a figure quoted yesterday about 19 million. 90 million in open litigation at the moment. What the hell? Members who pay the money, not just for season tickets, but to run the club in theory, have to know where all this money has gone. You talked about measures, demonstrable measures. One of them would be the fact that these new players that were brought in, particularly Eric Garcia and Memphis Depay, were in really grave danger of not being registered as footballers for Barcelona until January, until the market opened again in January, until Gerard Piqué went to the club and offered that he would reduce his salary and abandon all bonuses, all add-ons, by a significant eight-figure sum. He took that initiative. You know, all the captains have been asked to help a little bit. Several players have been asked to defer payments. Several players have signed new contracts whereby they're paying the same money. They've been paid the same money for over a five-year period, not a two-year or three-year period. All of these measures are important. They're stopgap. They actually show the people, never mind the players, the people who play for Barcelona as being decent, because they weren't obliged to help out, but they have been doing so. But Piqué took it a step further, planned it himself, took counsel from his family, from those who are close, his partner, Shakir, from his representative, and went and gave the club back a big, really big eight-figure sum, which is extraordinary. And that liberated Memphis Depay to play on Sunday night against La Real. And the first goal comes when Memphis Depay lobs the ball in for Gerard Piqué, the man who's cleared his registration for Barcelona by giving up salary, to nod home the 1-0 goal. Football truly is extraordinary.
Sure, Piqué, if he wasn't already a club legend, that kind of puts him into a higher esteem immediately, Graham. Is he somebody who one day down the line could be a Barcelona president? Is he thinking that way?
He stated so several years ago in an interview when he was asked if he would like one day to be director of football for Barcelona. He said, "What are you talking about? I'm going to be president." And then he talked about how he envisaged that happening. Subsequently, I think what's really important on is that he's then become the owner of the Davis Cup with his partner, Rocío Mikitani from Rakuten. He's brought the €250 million deal for Rakuten to sponsor Barcelona, to Barcelona. That's Piqué's doing. He's invested heavily in esports. There's a quite a complicated fantasy football thing with blockchain technology, which he was a ground investor in, which is now valued at $3 billion. He's the president of FC and owner. He's the owner of FC Andorra. He is somebody who's needed to do all these things, plus get involved in Twitch. Don't even ask me what that is. I guess you understand Twitch. I don't. But he's invested in a moderately controversial social media youngster who all the footballers love. And via their channel in Spain, they bought the rights to Copa America. They've never had bigger viewing figures for Copa America in Spain than via a Gerard Piqué-funded project on Twitch. Look, I specifically asked around his entourage yesterday whether the plan was still on. And they said yes, that they definitely are trying to advise him not to, that it's a lose-lose situation to become Barcelona president. It's a project for the future. He wants to play till he's 37. He's got so many business interests and a three-kid family that I don't imagine that it's imminent. But I am convinced, one, by his personality, two, for his genuine love for the club, and three, by his almost all-consuming need to be doing things that test him, that extend him, that cause him risk and demand things of his own brain. He's a very bright man. He reminds me of Ferguson. Alex Ferguson, his old boss at Manchester United, always said that one of the key components in his armoury was that he would confront problems, look at them, actuarially evaluate the risks of various decisions, and then do it. And he said that always put him ahead of other managers who would be frightened of the net, wouldn't grasp it, would put things off or wouldn't confront, say, problematic players or problematic officials above them, whatever it might be. Ferguson had that. Piqué has that. They're not identical in many ways, but they are identical in that. And that's a very big business weapon to have. Therefore, yes, he'll be president, but he's not the solution to be next president and ride to the rescue and save the club. He's 34 right now. He'll play for another 3 years. I think we're talking about a significant chunk of time in the future. But yes, we will one day be talking about President Piqué.
What about the performance on the pitch? I mean, Koeman's obviously putting a very brave face on it. He's saying that maybe now we can be more together. And, you know, history does record that superstar leaves and young players come through and they get their opportunity. And he would say that, wouldn't he? I guess is the thing. But is there any truth in it? Is there a possibility that actually some of those kids now are going to be getting a lot more game time and that the team could be a reasonable team for the next 12 months?
No, it's not a possibility. It's an actual fact that irrespective of how much they're going to miss Messi's cleverness and leadership and assists and goals, there's a potential La Liga winning team there this season. There's just no question about that at all. They're imperfect. There are areas where if things don't go well, they could be ruined. The atmosphere around the club, Koeman, you said, put a brave face on it. Well, he's only on a job because Laporta didn't really have the money to pay him to go away. Laporta said quite openly at the end of the season that he was gutted about the way they'd thrown away the chances of winning the league. He looked around. He didn't renew Koeman quickly. So Koeman's in the job, not on not on the goodwill or patience or Laporta not having the guts to grasp the net. They didn't have the money to move him out and move the right person in. So short term, that doesn't help a coach with the group of players. If things start to go wrong, do they look up at him and say, well, we know you're not here for very long? Marc-Andre ter Stegen hasn't recovered yet from his operation, and therefore Neto wants to go, and Neto, the keeper against La Real, the Brazilian ex-Juventus, Valencia, he wants to go, and they want to move him on, bring a kid in goal. So goalkeeping is an area where if there were problems, there can be real difficulties from being title winner. I would say they're not automatic title winners. There's a proper four-way battle for the title this season. But Barcelona are more than good enough to win Spain's Primera División this season. And you talked about youngsters. I'll just say that without any question, there's a clutch. over the next months, we're going to be talking about Nico Gonzalez, the son of the brilliant Deportivo de La Coruña player, Fran. Remember him being the leader of the dismantling of European champions, AC Milan for Deportivo de La Coruña, lost 4-1 in San Siro, 1-4-0 up in La Coruña. We're going to be talking about Gavi. You already know about Ricky Puch. Pedri's a literal phenomenon. They've been brave enough that Elias Moriba, who is an outstanding footballer, I mean, outstanding at 18, central midfielder. His agents have been asking for so much money that Barcelona just said, no, we can't do it. And they're going to lose him, unfortunately, which is just criminal for those who are Barcelona supporters. Wonderful for whoever picks him up, whether it be Arsenal, whether it be Real Madrid. Elias Moriba, look out for the name. You'll both have seen him a little bit, but look out. There is a clutch of youngsters who are very, very good. There's a senior squad, which is too big. They need to move some of them out. It's also motivated very, very good. For 80% of the match against La Real, they played really good football. Leo Messi going to Ligue 1 means that people will watch more of that. But I swear to you, look at La Liga this season. There was already fabulous football this weekend. Real Madrid played beyond all expectations. It's a proper Sevilla, Atleti, Barca, Real Madrid four-way battle that will be from this weekend just started, which is week one, until May. Proper competitive league and still jam-packed of brilliant technical ideas and creative fantasy. So it's a beautiful league, but it's a proper league competition this season.
Is Carlo Ancelotti finally going to be the Gareth Bale whisperer?
He was last time. Do you remember? Two things really stand out last time. He played him at centre-forward, outright centre-forward in a front three in the Clásico at Camp Nou, which they lost. And then during the game, Carlo went, no, this isn't working. But when he won so many trophies, four in his first year, it was by being given Bale. He didn't know he was getting Bale. It came late because Daniel Levy was the horse anti whisperer in that deal. And he put Bale up front with Benzema and Cristiano, and he made Di Maria come back into midfield. a three-man midfield and reconverted that brilliant Argentinian wide striker into a midfielder, he and Paul Clement, and they won the Champions League and three other knockout trophies. So, yeah, I think Bale is going to be important. I think that he did adequately at the weekend up at Alaves. It's patently clear that this is going to be a goodbye year. He looks fit and motivated. You've got somebody who can speak English to him, somebody that understands how to drive him. There's a completely new fitness trainer in, which is one of the problems that Bale suffered in latter times under Zidane. So, yeah, Real Madrid, I just said, I think they're title contenders. There are problems everywhere. And what makes them title winners, I think, is if they get Kylian Mbappe. And they still absolutely believe that the deal, here you go, to bring Mbappe for about 120 million, which Madrid has been saving for, literally like a little boy with his piggy bank, over the last two, 3 years. They've been popping every last 50 pence piece in there. And they reckon they'll get Kylian Mbappe before the market closes. I'm not saying they will, but they believe they will, and that Cristiano Ronaldo will go from Juventus to Paris Saint-Germain. Listen, boys, if you think that the mad carousel had even begun to slow down because the end of the market is close, don't believe it for a second. The madness is getting quicker and louder and will do until I'm calling it blessed September.
Do you think that's more or less likely to happen?
I'm convinced by the fact that Paris Saint-Germain didn't know they were getting Messi. He'd said to them, thanks, but no thanks. He comes back, they go in the door. You saw the owner the other day when that presentation. He could not, despite all the things he's been through in his life, he could not keep Cheshire Cat grin off his face. They didn't know it was coming. They think they've won the lottery. Mbappe is 1 year from going out of contract. The idea, because part of the idea at Paris Saint-Germain, and it's inescapable, is marketing. It's marketing a brand, it's marketing a country, it's marketing the owners, it's marketing the PSG budget. The idea that they wouldn't be tempted by taking money for Mbappe, right, in the overall scheme of things, they don't need, but in business terms, they take money for Mbappe, who's definitely leaving for free in a year, and they put Cristiano Ronaldo and Leo Messi in the same team with Neymar, that they wouldn't at least think about doing that deal. I'm not saying you or I would do it. What do you think? I think that there is a fighting chance that because of one domino falling, several dominoes fall in a row. So this is not a news story. People know that Mbappe wants to leave, that he's told the club he wants to leave, that Real Madrid desperately, obsessively want Mbappe. And Cristiano Ronaldo's not particularly happy at Juventus and has told them that he'd like to find an exit. It's just watch this space. It's sort of big, sort of comical James Bond villains playing, you know, with the rest of us like pawns.
Yeah, for sure. Graham, great stuff. Thanks a million for joining us. The La Liga season is back. That is great stuff there. Do you think it's going to happen?
The final part of that, the Mbappe to Real Madrid thing?
Yeah.
I've changed my mind after listening to Graham a little bit. Before that, I was kind of like, okay, Messi to PSG is kind of like the last part of that done. I thought maybe we were going to see a significant move involving a La Liga team. Maybe Barcelona might try and squeeze the lemon that life has presented to them and make a little bit more lemonade by, I don't know, getting Aubameyang and sending Coutinho off to Arsenal, and I presume financially that would just be the exact same thing, or maybe even it would lighten the books for Barcelona. But Mbappe will be earth-shattering, and for whatever reason, in my head, I had it down as a next year thing, but clearly not. Like blessed September, as you referred to it there. I mean, there's a lot of time left to go in this month just yet, and there could be madness. But certainly before that conversation, I had it in my head, right, that's it. The pieces are...
They're finished.
Yeah, the jigsaws are done. We'll reconvene next year for some gossip.
Not quite.